did not have Desmond Bishop's tie line, but I would think that he potentially be back tonight.
Right, how's Mike Neal coming along?
I'm sorry?
Mike.
Ryan Grant has a laceration on his knee, so he has a few stitches. So, I'm sorry? I would think so.
Mike Neal?
Mike Neal practiced more today. Mike went through a number of team reps, and it's not to be a broken record here. We'll evaluate him tomorrow, and hopefully he can progress through the week and potentially have an opportunity to play.
So there's a good chance, there's an opportunity he could play?
It's a day, I mean, yeah, as long as he progresses, and he has an opportunity to go through the team reps and earns a spot on the 46. Yeah, if he's ready to play and we feel that he gives us what we need, then he will be up on Sunday. But I mean, once again, we're going through this, and, you know, trying to give him more each day and see how he responds. Correct, yes.
Okay. Like, one of the things Aaron Rodgers talked to us at the beginning of the season is the idea that he wanted to be more consistent in the sense that he wanted to narrow the gap between his kind of his low performances and his best performances. Obviously, his body of work would indicate that he's done that. What do you think he's done better to kind of narrow that gap between his off days and his performance?
Well, I just think Aaron has hit the point in his career that, you know, he's figured it out. And, you know, when a quarterback plays in a system of offense, you get to a point where you make the system work for yourself. You know, it's a lot like, you know, I think it'd be similar to the NASCAR. You know, when you finally get the ride to, you know, sit in the seat and make it go. I mean, everybody drives it a little differently. And you could use the example for Monday night. Matt Flynn got a chance to ride in the car and did good things. So Aaron has mastered the offense. He's always looking for, you know, how to do something better, you know, particularly with the, you know, with the schemes and the scheme adjustments. And then on the other side of it, physically, you know, he's a very fundamentally sound football player. I mean, he spends a lot of time with the fundamentals, and you know, physically he's gifted, and he has the relationship with his teammates. You know, there's a number of guys that have been in that room, you know, all 6 years that we've been here. So it's all kind of come together for him.
Are you a little concerned about some of the hits that he's been taking?
I didn't like the hits he took Monday, obviously. I mean, he was hit too much Monday, but that's, you know, that's part of the game and part of the way we play. So, and that's, you know, the protection breakdowns were, you know, were kind of spread around, and you know, we'll continue to work through that. But we're going to be challenged every week. You know, we're playing Tampa Bay this week, and you know, they have an extensive pressure package more than we saw the last week. So, uncommon opponent, and we spent a lot of time in our blitz pickup work, and we can do a better job.
Mike Donovan said earlier this week that he welcomes veteran players, their input in the game plan, the scheme, and things like that. Is that a common thing for coordinators or assistant coaches, and is that something you encourage?
I think it's an absolute. I stood up here last week or 2 weeks ago, and we talked about, you know, issues of communication. Communication that doesn't just fall in the area of someone not getting the right call out on the field. I mean, part of being a good communicator, you got to be a good listener. So, you know, whether it's player to player, coach to coach, coach to player, there's a lot of conversation that goes on within our building between coaches and players. Always has. I don't know it any other way, but at the end of the day, everybody has a job to do, and the coaches coach, and the players play, as far as the job responsibility. But you have to communicate, because if you don't, I learned a long time ago, as an offensive coordinator, putting plays in and the plays designs, particularly during the course of the week that you felt were going to be great plays, and you know, but if the quarterback wasn't totally comfortable with it, you know, then it's not a good play. It doesn't matter how strong that you feel about it, and that was a, you know, that was a lesson that I learned as a young coach. So you have to communicate with your players to make sure you're all on the same page. And when you don't do that, you start to assume things, and that's when mistakes cropped up. I go back to the beginning of last year. I went through this with Aaron Rodgers. You know, I wasn't spending enough time with Aaron Rodgers in the beginning of last year, and you know, we weren't on the same page you know, a couple times early in the season. So we make it a point that we sit down each week and have conversation about the game plan. So that's something that I've have always seen throughout my time in the league, and I think it's very common.
So what's typical of when you cross-reference plays? I mean, does Aaron throw some out? You still throw some out? Is that a weekly occurrence?
No, it's not really like that. I mean, once again, the job responsibility of the coach is coach and the players play, and that the coaches are up there Monday, Tuesday, putting together the game plan. Players are in here on their off day. They, you know, whatever their, you know, exposure to the film is, and it's really talking about the decisions that are made, and if it's clean and how it fits. Because if you've ever called defenses, or if you've ever called plays in the NFL, if it doesn't work during the week, you don't have any confidence to call it on Sunday. So I mean, it's that's the facts. You can shake at it any way you want, but the play caller has to have complete confidence in the play design. More importantly, the execution and, you know, the awareness of the players.
How much emphasis do you put on the start of the games? I mean, because I'm thinking you guys have scored a bunch of points in the first quarter, and Tampa hasn't scored a touchdown all year with their offense.
Well, I mean, start of the game is important. Everybody wants to start fast, especially you at home when you're playing in front of your crowd, and you want to get the crowd in the game and get off to a good start. You know, it's part of playing home field advantage. It's a bigger challenge to do it on the road. But starting fast is important. I'm not really concerned about, you know, Tampa statistically. You know, we're paying close attention to what they've done on film because we haven't played them in a couple of years. You know, we haven't played against some of these players that they have in Tampa now. So this is an uncommon opponent week for us, and our focus is more on the personnel matchups and their schemes. I'm sorry? Definitely. I think it was evident when he played against us 2 years ago. He's a big man. You know, he steps out of tackles. You know, reminds you a little bit of Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, he has a chance to step out of tackles and make plays. He generates first downs with his feet. And, you know, it's something he's done a nice job of.
What about Blunt?
Big physical runner. They definitely play better as a football team, in my opinion, when he's a featured part of their offense. So he'll definitely be a focal point for our defense.
In certain places very well and can also throw the ball deep. How much discussion or talk do you have to talk about checkdowns and sometimes just taking the easy stuff instead of, you know, really taking the other shots?
I mean, that's football. I mean, you work on it all the time. You have checkdown drills. You emphasize those types of things more during the preseason. We still get to it every week in our individual work. You know, our quarterbacks work with the running backs, tight ends, and receivers every Thursday in our individual drills, and check downs are part of it. So it's part of the route progression. If you can count to three, you can play for me. That's what we always told the quarterbacks. You know, you set the triangle, you go 1, 2, 3, and three is usually the check down. It's just really part of playing quarterback. Well, I'm a big believer, you know, the middle of the week is the grind. I mean, you have to prepare for your opponent. The players today, you know, a lot like, you know, my kids, they're so advanced from a technical standpoint. I still like to bulk the piece of paper and write the notes down. A number of our guys have the computers, so there's a lot of film that goes out, you know, on their personal computer. Aaron Rodgers in particular, you know, he has everything on his computer. So, but there is a point in the week, and it's on Friday for us as a team. We have a 48-hour rule, and that 48-hour rule is when we walk off the field. You know, physically it's time to get your body ready, but mentally you got to shift gears to the Green Bay Packers, and it's not about the opponent anymore. So then once we review everything Saturday, and we walk out of here Saturday at 11 o'clock, now we're in a 24-hour rule, and that's to get yourself individually mentally played to run our offense, run our defense. We're not talking about the opponent when Saturday rolls around. We're talking about ourselves. That's our philosophy. It's always been my philosophy. I remind them every Friday about the 48-hour rule, and I remind it every Saturday about the 24-hour rule. And that's the way we operate.
Thank you.